Tonight's shiur is on the Haggadah, coming up, Pesach's coming up, and the shiur is titled From Low to High. So the shiur is going to focus on the concept of Maschil Beginus U'Masayim B'Shevach, which is expressed in the Haggadah itself. So we'll look through the Gemara, and I think there's an interesting idea in the Rambam, brought out by the Rambam, based on the concept of Maschil Beginus U'Masayim B'Shevach. So I'll explain what that means. So let's look in source number one. The first source for this idea of Maschil Beginus U'Masayim B'Shevach is Daf Kufta Zayin Amud Aleph in Psachim, and it's based on the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Maschil Beginus U'Masayim B'Shevach, that you have to start with degradation, and you finish with praise. So that's what Gnus means, degradation, and we finish with praise. My Beginus. So what is this referencing? What is the degradation that the Mishnah is talking about? So Rav Amar, Metchila Ovde Avodas Gilulam Hayu Avosenu. So Rav says that we're supposed to start with the idea that our forefathers, Terach, before Avram, Terach, they were Ovde Avodah Zarah. Ushmuel Amar Avadim Hayinu. And Shmuel says that we start with the fact that we were enslaved. So there's two opinions as to what it means to be Maschil Beginus. One opinion is that we start with the idea that we're Ovde Avodah Zarah. And the second idea of Shmuel is that we start with Avadim Hayinu. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Nachman le Daro Avde. So Rav Nachman said to his servant Daro, Avda demafik le mare lecheros v'yahiv le kaspa v'dahava mai ba'i lememar le. So he asked his servant Daro that if your master frees you and gives you gold and silver, what do you say to him? Amar le ba'i l'oduye v'lishabuchi. So you come to praise him and thank him. Or thank him and praise him. So Amar le patartan milomar manishtana. So the answer was that because of this, we're patur from saying manishtana, pasach the Amar avadim hayinu. So afterwards, he immediately started saying avadim hayinu. So the Gemara tells us that there's a principle of being matzchil v'gnus masayim b'shevach, and the Gemara tells us that there's a machlokes as well between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean to start off when the Jews were most degraded? Does it mean to start off from the fact that we're ovdei avodah zarah? Or does it mean that we should start with the concept that we were enslaved in Egypt? And then the Gemara gives us an interesting story that a lot of the Rishonim explain the purpose of the story. So that there are two questions that we're going to start this year with. One question is, what is the point or the purpose of starting off from the lowest point, either Avodos Kochavim or being enslaved, and finishing at the highest point, B'Shevach? So what is that concept? Why do we need to do that? What do we benefit from that? And the second question is, what's the machlokes, whether we should start with the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or we should start with the idea that we were enslaved. So we're going to try to answer the first question first, and then I'll show you that there are different ways of learning this machlokes in the Gemara, and it actually affects pretty practically what we say in our Haggadah. So if you look at the Me'iri gives us a little insight as to what the idea, the concept of starting out at the lowest point and finishing with Shevach is. So he says in source number two, it's the Me'iri on the same Gemara, Maschil Beginus, Rotzon Lomar Avadim Hayinu. So what does it mean to be Maschil Beginus? We start with Avadim Hayinu, Kedei Shiyafarsem Esa Avdus, in order that we make known the slavery, L'Hagia Mimenu L'Chavod Shechruro, in order to come to the respect for being freed. And that's what he says. So what is the idea, before we move forward, so what's the concept of being Maschil Beginus and Messiah B'Shevach? Why do we start from the lowest point and end with the highest point? So I think what the Me'iri is saying, which I think is a more obvious point, that the purpose of the Haggadah is to tell the story of the Jews, but it's also to appreciate Hashem and to appreciate the miracles. And the best way to come to the fullest appreciation of the miracles is to start from the lowest point. Because if you started at the middle of the story, not when they're Avadim, if you started in the middle of the story, and you didn't start at the beginning, at the lowest point, you would lack in the full expression and the full appreciation of them being freed. So the first concept of the shiur tonight, which I think is a pretty basic concept, but very essential to the Haggadah, is that the idea of being Maschil Beginus, Masayim B'Shevach, is like the Me'iri says, that we're Mefarsim the Avdus, that we make known, and we make it clear that we were enslaved in order to come to a respect, for a clear respect for our Shechur, for our freedom. So it helps enhance it. It enhances our ability to appreciate our freedom and the process of our freedom if we start from the lowest point. So that's a critical idea in the Haggadah, and that's the main idea, I think, of Maschil Beginus Masayim B'Shevach. But then the Meiri goes on. He says, "V'derech tzachlus amru." So he says that they try to clarify with the story. Amar le Rav Nachman le daru avde. So there's a story in the Gemara that Rav Nachman said to a servant daro, "Deshavke mari avda deshavke mari lechirus v'yav le dahav v'chaspa my boy iulam avidle." So he asked daro that if your master were to free you and give you gold and silver, what would he have to do? So Amar le boy lo duyev l'shabuchi. You have to thank him, the master, and praise him. So kamei, he said that in front of him, or l'shabuchi kamei miyad pasach v'amar avadim hayinu. So right after it said he said avadim hayinu v'chein maschil acharkach b'mitchila ovdei avodah zara, and then we say mitchila ovdei avodah zara u'misayim b'shevach shiatzanu misham v'neskaravnu la'avodas Hashem yisbarach b'kama malos tovos. So the Meiri explains that the story is telling us that we start with Avadim Ayinu, but then we also say Metchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then we go through it, and then finally we talk about Armi Ovid Avi. So the Meiri explains, the way the Meiri is learning, and other Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rambam learn, that really it's not a machlokes that one side is excluding the other side, but really it's a question of which one comes first. And the way the Meiri is learning, that first we do Avadim Hayinu, but we also recognize that the Gnus of being Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So after we do Avadim Hayinu, then we do Mitchila, and then afterwards we go through the process of the Haggadah, and finally we're Doresh Arami Ovid Avi. But it's important to recognize, before we move forward, that the Meiri doesn't see this machlokas as to where we start from. Do we start from the degradation of enslavement, or do we start from the degradation of Avodah Zarah? He doesn't learn it as a machlokas, as one or the other, but rather it's an argument of which one should come first. So we're going to start with that, but we're going to go through it a little bit more and try to understand how the different ways of learning this machlokas and what the basis for that those concepts are, and what the how we can break it down conceptually. But the first point in the share, just to before we move forward, the first point is the concept of being maschil b'gnus, mesayim b'shevach, is that in order to have a clear appreciation and respect for our freedom, we have to start from the lowest point, because then we get all the whole process and we really appreciate our freedom on a greater level, to a greater degree. Okay, fine. So let's look at the Haggadah of the Abudraham. So this is source number 3. So the Abudraham learns the machlokas in the Gemara differently than the Meiri, and we're going to see the Ritva and the Rambam. And I'll just explain to you, it's pretty understandable. So let's look in source number 3. He says in his Haggadah, Avadim Hayinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim. So we all know the song, Avadim Hayinu. So he says, Zuhi Tshuva L'Shelas Manishtana. So this is the answer to the questions of Manishtana, because the question of Manishtana is, why is this night different? And we answer, oh, because we were slaves. Klomar, meaning to say, Lefi Shehayinu Avadim Lefaro, because we were slaves to Paro, the Alkein Anu Ochlin Matzah Umarer Kasher Achluhem. So that's why we eat matzah and marer as they did when they left Egypt. Utznan, and it says in the Mishnah, Beperek Arve Psachim, in Arve Psachim, which we just read, Masle Begnus, Messiah Beshavach, Upligi Begemara, my Gnus. So the Gemara argues, what is Gnus? We already saw this in the Gemara. Abaye Omar, Abaye says, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosenu. He says that really the Gnus, the degradation of the Jews that we're supposed to start with, is the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. V'Rava Amar Mitchila Avadim Hayinu L'Far B'Mitzrayim. But Rava says that the Gnus is that we were slaves to Paro. That's the lowest point, when we were slaves to Paro. Rava Savar, so Rava maintains, Kevan Shekol Inyan Hayom Hu Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ein Lanu L'Haskir Gnus Acher. Kiim Oso Avdo Shel Mitzrayim. So Rava maintains that because the whole purpose of the night is to focus on Egypt, therefore it would be inappropriate to mention any other degradation. Avodah Zarah would be inappropriate, and we only mention the degradation of Mitzrayim, which was the fact that we were slaves. V'abayi savar kevan shebiyadinu lahaskir genus v'shevach shel Mitzrayim leodio kama shvachol shel makom ki ma'ashbos yaram avyon. Since we're mentioning the whole story of Mitzrayim from the bottom to the top, from the lowest point to the highest point, and from the garbage heaps rises the Avyon, Yeshul Lahaskir Kinus, Ki Avosenu Hayu Ovdei Akum. We should also mention the degradation that our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The In Gnus Ba'olam Azev, Ke Olam Azev, Gadolhu Megnus Shel Avodos Shel Avdus, V'Afal Pichin, Kervanu Hamakom Avodasa. There's no greater Gnus than Avodah Zarah. Ki Avodah Zarah, not Ki Olam Hazeh, sorry, Ki Avodah Zarah. And it's even greater than the Gnus of Avdus. It's worse than the degradation of being a slave to be involved in Avodah Zarah. And nevertheless, Hashem still brought us close to His service. And he says, V'abai v'rava halacha k'rava. And whenever you have a machlokes between Abai and Rava, the Gemara paskins, the halacha is like Rava. So let me just explain what the Abu Draham is saying. So he's learning that the machlokes between Rav and Abaye is the question of whether we start from Gnus is whether or not we're allowed to include the idea that we were of the Avodah Zarah from the very beginning, or we can only talk about the fact that we were slaves. So Rav would say that we would mention, the Gemara says, it says Rav and Shmuel, but the Gemara says basically that the machlokes is whether or not we mention the mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. And one side holds that you can mention it, as well as the genus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Avdus to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the other side maintains that it would be inappropriate to mention the idea of Mitchila, So therefore, and he holds that the halach is, he says, V'od amr le'er of Nachman le'da'aru avde, avde de mefik le'ma'are le'cheros, v'yayv le'kaspa v'da'ava tuva, my bay le'mavitz. What's the purpose of the story according to Abu Draham? Amarle boy odui v'shabuchi tuva miyad pasach v'amar avadim hayin lofar b'mitzrayim ulefish halacha karava v'afra of Nachman savar kavase lechach mechaber hagadazu chiber tchila karava v'achach ka'abaye. So the idea is that the halacha is like Rava, and therefore he would hold that we start with the idea of avadim hayinu, and that's what he maintains, and that's the halacha. So the idea, according to the Abu Draham, the question is, the machlokas is, would it be inappropriate to mention the fact that we're over the Avodah Zarah, or should we only mention the ideas of Mitzrayim, of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the genus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the fact that we were slaves. So again, he's learning that it's they're two different opinions. It's not that they agree that each concept should be mentioned, but they're really arguing with one another. And the side that holds that the gnus ha-metchila of the avodas gilulam hayu avosenu is the gnus, he's saying in addition to the idea of avadim hayinu, we should also mention the fact that we're of the avodas kochavim, whereas the other side says no, that it would be inappropriate to mention the idea that we were of the avodas zara, we should only mention the fact that we were slaves. So we have to understand what the basis for this machlokas is. What's the conceptual basis? What are they really arguing about? So I think we need to define the terms and define the ideas. But I was thinking about an example to try to bring this concept to light. And the example I was using, we could use a positive or a negative example. So we'll start with the negative. The negative would be Yom HaShoah. So the day of Yom HaShoah is dedicated to remembering the Holocaust. So the question would be that if a person mentioned or talked about the other bad things that happened to the Jews that were similar to the Shoah, for example, the Crusades or the many, many times Jews were persecuted. So the question is, would that take away from the identity of the day of Yom HaShoah? Or no, do you say that because there is a conceptual link between what happened to the Jews in other generations and the Holocaust, therefore everything is open game, and you should be able to talk about it, and it wouldn't take away from the appreciation, or the negative appreciation of the Holocaust as a sad event. And the opposite, I was thinking of Yom HaTzmaut, you know, the greatness of Yom HaTzmaut. Should we just talk about, you know, the state of Israel? Should we talk about all the times the Jews were able to capture Israel and maintain kingship in Israel? So that's the question over here, the machlokes. What's the machlokes in the Gemara about whether we should be maschil b'gnus of the Avodah Zarah and included or on top of the idea that we're Avadim or only Avadim? So the question is the Haggadah and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, does that only include events that occurred in Mitzrayim, chronologically connected events, or does that include conceptually linked events? So just like the Yom HaTzmaut or the Yom HaShoah example, if I could take an event that's similar and conceptually related and conceptually tied in to the event of the Shoah, so the question is that connection, does that take away from the focus on the Yom HaShoah, or do you say no, that bringing in other elements that are conceptually tied in and conceptually linked doesn't take away from it, in fact, it actually enhances it. So that's really the machlokes. The way that Abu Draham learns is that the real purpose of Genus and Shavach is, like I said before, that we should appreciate the Nisim and the Neflos, and we should appreciate the freedom and the shichur of the Jews. But the question is going off topic, does that take away from the appreciation of the process of Geula? Or do you say no, the fact that there's a conceptual link between the idea of the Gnus of Avodah Zarah and the fact that we were brought closer to Hashem through this process? So the conceptual link is, and it's a very close conceptual link, it tells us or it allows us, and in fact it commands us, to bring it in and mention it as part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So those are the two possibilities, and that's one way to learn this machloka. So once again, the question between Rav and Abaye, or actually our Gemara has it as Rav and Shmuel, but they learn it, he's learning it here as Rav and Abaye, but the question is, should we, or is a Haggadah and the mitzvah of Sipur, does it include events outside of Mitzrayim? But if, as long as they're conceptually linked, it would be okay? Or do you say no, that anything other than Yetzias Mitzrayim takes away from the focus and the emphasis on Yetzias Mitzrayim? So those are the two ways of learning. But then there's another way of learning, and I think the Rambam, we're going to see in the Rambam also, you have a big question on this way of learning. So if you look at the Haggadah of the Ritva, so the Ritva learns like the Rambam. So he says like this, Avadim ayinu lefaro. If anybody has any questions and you want me to repeat or summarize, I'll just, but I'm going to do a summary at the end as well, but just stop me and just say, can you repeat that point? Or if you have any questions. So look at the Haggadah of the Ritva. So it says, Avadim ayinu in source number 4. Zehu tchilas Haggadah u'tshuvas manishtana lefisha avadim ayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. So once again, this is the answer to manishtana. Uvigemara amru maschil beginus masayim b'shavach. So again, the Ritva says, the same Gemara, that we're supposed to start from the lowest point and end with praise. In order to give the proper thanks and praise to Hashem for bringing us out from the bottom to the top. So the Amoraim argue, what is Gnos? Rav Amar Metchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu, V'Rav Amar Avadim Hayinu Lefaro. So Rav says that, it's funny, I guess there's different girsaos as to who is involved, but Rav said that we start with mitchila, and Rav says that we start with avadim hayinu. V'ifsika hilchisa kavase de Rava, de hava basra. The halacha is like Rava who came afterwards. V'Rav Nachman avad kavase, be'uvda de daru avde. So Rav Nachman did like Rava, and he starts with avadim hayinu. Mistavrish lo nechliku ela be'eza maschilin. So the machlokes isn't whether or not we should include the idea of Avodah Zarah in the Haggadah, or if that's extraneous, but it's a question of which one comes first, which genus comes first. The Rav Savar Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Kemoshe Shehaya HaMaisa. So Rav holds that we start with the genus of Avodah Zarah because chronologically that occurred first. It occurred in the time of Terach. V'Rava Amar Avadim Shu Tokvo Shel Nes, because that's the strength and the power of the Nes. And then afterwards you would do the Gnos Avodah Zarah. So he says that the minhag is like Rava, that we do mitchila. We do Avadim Ayinu, and then we do mitchila. So they're not arguing fully. There's just a question of which one comes first. So the Ritva explains differently than Abu Dram. So the first point, let me just summarize. So the first point in the Shir was the idea of being Maschil Beginus. And we saw that the Abu Draham learns that it's a question of whether or not you're allowed to or you're supposed to include other elements into the story, into the Sipur, if they're conceptually linked, or no, that anything other than Yetzias Mitzrayim takes away from the appreciation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Ritva learns, no, it's not a machlokes on whether or not you should mention both. They both hold you mention both. It's a question of which one comes first. So the Avodah Zarah, the fact that Terach, the father of Avram, was involved in Avodah Zarah, occurred before our Avdus. So therefore, it should come before in the Haggadah. Whereas Avadim Ayinu is more essentially related to the Nes, and the other side holds that it should come first as well. And we hold, well, how do we hold? We do Avadim Hayinu first, and then we do Mitchila, and then we talk about the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Fine, so that's the Ritva. So the Rambam holds, the Rambam is very difficult. So let's look at the Rambam in source number 5, and then I'll show you the big question on the Rambam, and then hopefully we'll come to a greater understanding of what's going on here. So the Rambam in source number 5, is the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. So the Rambam says the same thing. I know it's getting redundant here. V'tzarach l'haskel b'gnosim ulisayim b'shevach. So he says that you have to start with the lowest point and finish with a high, with praise. Ketzad, maschil, ketzad, how do you do that? Maschil u'mesaper shebetchila hayu avosinu b'mei terach u'melefonav kofrim V'toin achar hevel v'rodfin achar avodah zarah. So first we talk about, it sounds like he says first, we talk about the fact that there our forefathers were involved in avodah zarah, u'mesayim b'dasa emes sh'karvanu ha'makom lo, and then we finish with the true religious idea that Hashem brought us close to Him, v'hivdilanu min ha'toim, and He separated us from those who are wrong and false, v'karvanu li'ichudo, and He brought us close to His yichud, to His oneness. V'chein, and also, maschil u'modia sh'avadim hayinu l'faru b'mitzrayim, we also mention the fact that we are avadim b'mitzrayim, v'chol ha'ra'a sh'gamalnu u'mesayim, and all the things, the bad things that happened to us, u'mesayim, and we finish with the shevach, b'nisim v'neflo sh'nasu lanu u'v'chirusinu, all the great miracles and the wondrous things that occurred to us. V'hushi yidrosh, and that's the drasha, me'arami ovid avi, achi yigmor kol parsha. From arami ovid avi, till we finish the whole parsha, v'chol mosif umarach bedrash parsha zu, hareza meshubach. If you talk about the drush of that parsha, of arami ovid avi, it's even better. So how's the Rambam learning this? The Rambam's learning that it's not a machlokes, because he's paskening like both. But it sounds like the Rambam is saying that we should say maschil, we should start with the fact that we're over the avodah zarah first, and then we should mention the idea that we're avadim hayinu, and then he talks about the idea, the concept of arami ovid avi. So the way the Rambam has it in his Haggadah should be that after manishtana, what should we talk about? We should talk about the fact that we're over the avodah zarah, and then we should mention avadim hayinu, and then we should go into the arami ovid avi. But the fact is that the Haggadah of the Rambam is different, and the Haggadah is like the way we have it. So what do I mean by that? So if you look in source number 6, the Rambam has after Manishtana, Avadim Hayinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim, Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'Yad Chazakov Yisroel Netiyah. So this is the Maskla Beginus of the fact that we were slaves, and it says that we were slaves to Parah Mitzrayim, and Hashem took us out with an outstretched hand. V'ilu lo hotzia kadosh baruch hu es avasinu mimitzrayim, adayin anu uvenenu uvnei venenu mishubadim hayinu lefara b'mitzrayim. We would still be enslaved to Parah Mitzrayim if not for Hashem taking us out. V'afilu kulanu chachamam, kulanu nevonim, kulanu zakenu, kulanu yodim es haTorah, mitzvah alinu lesaper b'yitzis mitzrayim, b'chol amarech b'yitzis mitzrayim, hareza mishubach. Even if you know kol haTorah kula, there's still an idea of talking about Yitzis Mitzrayim, and anybody who's Marech lengthens in his discussion of Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's great. Hareza Meshuvach. So the Rambam puts Avadim Hayinu first, and then afterwards, in source number 7, he says, Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayu Avosinu Ve'achshav Kervanu HaMakom Barachu LaAvodasa. So in the beginning, we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and now Hashem brought us close to Him in His service. Shenamar, as it says, Vayomer Yoshua, this is how we have it in our Haggadah as well. Vayomer Yoshua al kol ha'am ko amar Hashem elokei Yisrael be'evar nar yashva voseichem me'olam terach avi Avram b'avinachor vayavdu elohim acherim vayikach zavichem es Avram me'evar nar v'olech oso b'chol eretz kanan v'arbe zaro v'atin lo es Yitzchak v'atin li Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esav v'atin li Esav es Har Seir l'resh oso v'yaakov v'von av yard Mitzrayim. So the Rambam has it in his halachos in Perek Zayin, source number 5. It sounds like he's holding that the mitchila should come first, that we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah should come first, and then afterwards Avadim Hayinu. That's his order in the halachos in source number 5. He says, "What's being maschil begnos ketzad maschil mesaper shebetchila hayu avosinu bimei terach that we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah." And then he says, and also v'chein, and so too in source number 5, he says as well v'chein. We should talk about Avadim Hayinu. But then in the actual Rambam's Haggadah himself, he has it the way we have it, that first you do Avadim Hayinu, and then you do Mitzchila. And then afterwards, in source number 8, this is even stranger, after that, you do Tseil Mad, Mabikesh Lavan Harami Lasos Yaakov Avinu. Then we're Doresh, we go into all the Psukim with regard to Yaakov and them going down to Mitzrayim, as in source number 8, say Oman Ma Bikish Lovan Army Lasos Yaakov Avinu Sheparo Rasha Lugazar Elaz Charm Lovan Bikish Lakorzakol. So I don't want to go through this whole section because we have enough time at the Haggadah to do that. But I'm just trying to show you that it's strange. If you look at source number 5 in the Rambam, he starts with the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Then he mentions that we're Avadim Ayinu, and then the last part he says is he says V'husha Yidrosh Me'arami Ovid Avi. It sounds like the drashos, the psukim of Arami Ovid Avi, are tied to the idea that we were avadim. But if you look in the Haggadah, he splits up avadim hayinu from the fact, from the drasha of Arami Ovid Avi, and also he has a different order. First he has avadim hayinu, then he has mitchila, and then he has Arami Ovid Avi. So the Rambam's all discombobulated. He's very difficult to understand, because in source number 5, he's telling us that there's an order, there's a process, and then in his Haggadah, it's completely different. In his Haggadah, he's out of order, and he's separating Avadim Hayinu from the Arami Ovid Avi, which he says in source number 5 are connected to one another. So does everybody get the question, or do you want me to repeat it? Everybody understand? Should I just read it one more time? Let me just look at... Yeah. If you look at source number 5 in the Rambam, I'll just read it again. It's Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. He says, V'tzarech lahasik l'bignus l'sayim v'shavach. So he says, you have to start at the lowest point and finish with a high, with praise. Kate said, how do you do that? Maschil u'misaper shebetchilo hayu avosinu b'mei terachum ul'fan of kofrim b'toin achar hevel v'rodfin achar v'odazara. So first we talk about the fact that Terach, the father of Avram, was involved in a v'odazara. And then we finish that with the idea that Hashem is now bringing us close to Him and bringing us to His oneness. So the first, the Rama mentions the idea of Gnus and Shevach in the framework of Avodah Zarah to the fact that now we worship Hashem. But then he says, V'chein, and so too, Maschil u'modia sh'avadim hayinu l'far b'mitzrayim, and so too, you mention the fact that we are avadim, V'chol ha'ra shegamalnu, and all the bad things that happened to us, u'misayim, and you finish with the nisim and neflo, sh'nasu lanu u'v'chiruseinu. And then he says, V'husha yidrosh, and this is what the drush is, and that is what it means to be doresh, and he should be doresh, me'arami ovid avi ashi yigmor kol ha'parsha. So if you look at the Rambam in source number 5, his order is that first he has the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, then he has the idea of Avadim Hayinu, and afterwards, connected to the Avadim Hayinu, is the Drashos, all the Psukim, about Arami Ovid Avi. So that's his order in the Yad HaChazakah. But in his Haggadah, it's completely different. In his Haggadah, he has Avadim Hayinu first, then he has the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then he has Arami Ovid Avi. So his order is different. In the Yad, in the Halachos, he has the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah coming first, and the idea of Avadim Hayinu coming second. And also in the Yad, he has Avadim Hayinu and Arami Ovid Avi connected to one another, because Arami Ovid Avi is the drasha of Avadim Hayinu. But in the his Haggadah, he separates the two. It's Avadim Hayinu, then we're Ovid Avodah Zarah's, and then the idea that of Arami Ovid Avi. So they're disconnected from one another, and they're completely in a different order. So the question is the Rambam's order. In source number 5, his order is different than in his actual Haggadah. In source number 5, his order is Avodah Zarah, then Avadim Hayinu, and Arami Ovid Avi. In our Haggadah, and his Haggadah as well, it's Avadim Hayinu, Avodah Zarah, and then Arami Ovid Avi. So he's disconnecting the Avadim Hayinu from Arami Ovid Avi, and he's putting the Metchila after Avadim Hayinu. So why does the Rambam switch up the order in his Haggadah from the way that he's expressing it in the Yad? And how is he learning? What's his svara to say that you should do mitchila after the Avadim Hayinu, but split up Avadim Hayinu and Rami Ovid Avi? Is there an idea there? Is there a svara that we can explain and try to understand why the Rambam changes or switches from the Yad to the Haggadah? Okay? So if you look in source number 9, just one more question, and then we'll get to the idea tonight, one of the main ideas. So if you look in source number 9, the next perek, the Rambam says, "Bizmana ze eno omer v'alayla ze kulot sli she'en lanu korban." So he says in the Manishtana, "Bizmana ze," we don't mention the idea of kulot sli, that it's all roasted, because we don't have a korban bizmana ze. In the time of the Mikdash, they would mention that in the Manishtana, but we don't do that nowadays because we don't have a korban. And then he says, "Umaschil begnus," you should start from the lowest point, Vikore ad shigomer drash parshas Arami Ovid Avi kula. And you should read until you finish explaining the whole parsha of Arami Ovid Avi kula. So the funny thing is, the Rambam mentions the idea of starting Bignus, but he doesn't mention Avadim Ayinu or the idea of Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He doesn't mention either one. He just mentions the idea of Arami Ovid Avi. That's the Gnus, the fact that Lavan was chasing after Yaakov, and then he ended up down in Mitzrayim. So that's what he calls the gnus. He says umasla begnus vikore. He doesn't talk about the idea of mitchila or the idea of avadim hayinu. So that's another question in the Rambam. It's almost like a contradiction. Before he said where masla begnus is either mitchila ovde avodah zara or avadim hayinu, and now he's saying the masla begnus is the drush, the parshia of Aram Yovid Avi. The whole parshios in the psukim talks starting from the fact that Yaakov went down to Egypt and Yaakov was chased by Lavan. So which one is the gnus? Is the gnus metchila? Is the gnus avadim ayinu? Or is the gnus Aram Yovid Avi? So which one is it? Which one is it according to the Rambam? Okay, so those are all the questions in the Rambam. The Rambam's order is disconnected or different from his order in the Yad. And also, it's not clear what it means to be masla begnus. In one parak in the Yad, he says that being masla begnus means mentioning avadim ayinu or the idea of metchila. And then in another parak, the next very next parak, he doesn't mention those. He just mentions Aram Yovid Avi. So the question is, which one is the masla begnus? So I think there's an answer to the Rambam. I think we can answer everything and put everything together nicely, and then I'll summarize the idea. So I think it's important to just look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chametu Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh, Shal Torah, Lesaper, Benisim, Neflo, Shinasu, Lavasinim, B'mitzrayim, Belil, Chamishasar, Benisan, Shinemar, Zachor, Seyom HaZeh, Asher, Tzasim, B'mitzrayim, Kemo, Shinemar, Zachor, Seyom HaShabbos. So the mitzvah is to be Mesaper, to discuss and tell the story of the wondrous things and the miracles that occurred to us in Mitzrayim on the 15th. As it says, we should remember the night, the day that we left Mitzrayim. As it says, we should remember the day of Shabbos. Uminayin shebaleil chamishasar. Where do we know that it's on the 15th? Tamalomar vigat levincha bayom uhulemor. So vigat levincha on that day. You should teach your son on that day. Ba'avur zeh b'shashiyesh matza umarum munachim lufanecha. So then the time where you have matzah and marah are in front of you, va'afal pi she'ein lo bein, afilu chacham gedolim chayav m'safar b'yitzis m'shrayim v'chol amarech b'dvarim she'iru v'shahayu harezim m'shubach. So the way the Rambam frames the mitzvah is the essential mitzvah is to be m'saper, to talk about the nisim and it flows. So based on that, the Rambam, the idea of mitchila ovdei avodah zarah, you would think it wouldn't really fit in so much with that concept of being m'saper b'nisim and it flows. As the Ubudraham mentioned before, that if the whole focus and the mitzvah is to talk about the miracles, to talk about the fact that, and to start with the idea that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then to mention, you know, to talk about that, it wouldn't seem, according to the Rambam, to fit in to the whole idea of being Mesaper, Benisim, and Aflos. It seems like a different story or a different context. So how do we explain it fitting in into the mitzvah according to the Rambam? And what's the discrepancy between the Yad and the Haggadah of the Rambam? So there's one griz in source number 11 where he mentions an idea about this machlokes, and I think it fits into the Rambam. So we'll use the idea of the griz and we'll try to explain the Rambam, and then I'll show you hopefully that the Rambam makes sense. So if you look in source number 11, so the griz, so he talks about the mentioning of Etzias Mitzrayim and Kriya Shema. So if you go down to like four lines up from the bottom, it says, "Uvizem is bar ma de isa b'psachim, masla begnus mesayim b'shevach." And with this, we can explain the machlokes, or the idea, sorry, of masla begnus mesayim b'shevach. That we start from the lowest point, from low to high. Upligi ma begnus, and there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What does it mean to start from the lowest point? Rav amar metchila ovdei avodah zarah hayu avosenu. So Rav says we start from the fact that we're ovdei avodah zarah. Ushmu amar avadim hayinu, and he says avadim hayinu. Vitzarach beer. So we need to explain my shaycha mitchila ovdei avodah zarah l'sipur yitzis Mitzrayim. It's the very question that we asked, that I just asked before. What is the shaychus? What's the connection between the idea that we're ovdei avodah zarah to the whole story of yitzis Mitzrayim? So ach l'fi mashak safti. So based on what I wrote, hare kol yitzis Mitzrayim hu leman kabbalas malchuso yisparach. The whole objective and the purpose of yitzis Mitzrayim was that the Jews accept upon themselves the kingship of Hashem. Ulechach tzarach lesaper shemetchila hayu avosenu ovdei avodah zarah. That's why we talk about the fact that we were initially ovdei avodah zarah, ve'ata yatzonu mimitzrayim v'kibalnu es haTorah. And now the objective was to leave Mitzrayim and accept the Torah. So the Griz, he puts the idea of mitchila, he says that it's not just conceptually linked, but he says it's really the objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for the Jews to receive the Torah and to become or to serve Hashem, and the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim got the Jews there. So the Gnus is to start from the lowest point, which is an element of the whole process and the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, we start from the lowest point, and through that process of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're able to get out of Mitzrayim and get the Torah by Har Sinai. So he explains how Mitzchila of the Avodah Zarah fits into the mitzvah. But now, how do we explain the whole discrepancy between the Halacha and the Yad and his Agada and the whole difference of order? So I think the Rambam is saying a chiddush here. The Rambam is saying a unique idea. So the Rambam really maintains that Mitzchila fits in to the whole element of the Sipur, but he holds that the Mitzchila has to be bookended by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what I mean by that is, in our Haggadah, we have Avadim Hayinu, and then we have Mitzchila, and then we have Arami Ovid Avi. And the Rambam calls Arami Ovid Avi also Maschla B'Gnos, because the whole Drasha and all the Psukim of Arami Ovid Avi start with Yaakov, and then it talks about us going down, and how we were enslaved, and how we were pressured, Veslach Atzinu, Vesamalinu, all those bad things. So they're both elements of Maschla B'Gnos. But in between those is the Mitzchila, according to the Rambam. So the Rambam maintains that the Mitzchila really belongs in between the Avadim Hayinu and the Arami Ovid Avi, because it really can't exist separate from the Sipur. So in order to put it, or in order to express it as part of the Sipur, it's put in between the Avadim Hayinu and the Arami Ovid Avi. But really the Rambam holds, in source number 5, in the Halachos, the Rambam really maintains that the idea, conceptually, the idea of the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the purpose and the objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of getting out, was to bring us close to Hashem. He really maintains that that's a more primary philosophical idea, and it should go first. So really, Mitzchila should go first conceptually, and it's a more primary idea, and it's a more important idea. Like the Grizz says, it's really the whole objective. The whole objective of the Yitziah was for us to become closer to Hashem. So being that that was a more primary idea, it's a more important idea, more essential idea, it really belongs first. But it can't exist apart from the Sipur, because the mitzvah, if you look in source number 10, the mitzvah is l'saper b'nisim b'neflos. So if you put the mitzchila on by itself alone, and you don't bookend it with ideas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then the problem is that it exists on its own, and it becomes a separate unit from the story, and it takes away from the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Sipur of the b'nisim b'neflos. But if you put it in between Avadim Hayinu and the idea of Arami Ovid Avi, so now it's perfect. It exists as part of the story, and we understand that it's really to teach us the objective of the Yetzia. It doesn't exist as a separate unit and as a separate element of the Haggadah. So once again, just to summarize, the Rambam, he's really maintaining, like the Grizz, he really maintains that it's not like the Ritva. The Ritva said that Mitzchila should go first, because the Mitzchila is really chronologically first. No, the Rambam is maintaining that the idea of Mitzchila, that we are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, is really the more essential idea. It's the whole purpose of the Yetzia, was for us to get the Torah and to become close to Hashem. So the Gnus, that Gnus is a more relevant, and it's a more philosophically essential and primary idea. So really it belongs first. And if you could put it first, it would be great. But the problem is that the mitzvah is Sipur of the Nisim and Neflos. So the only way you could accomplish that is by putting it before the Arami Ovid Avi. So it is going first. It's coming before the Gnus of Arami Ovid Avi, but it can't exist apart. And that's why Avadim Hayinu comes before it. So it's almost like a sandwich. You have Avadim Hayinu, then you have Mitzchila, and you have the Arami Ovid Avi. And the purpose of the sandwich is, on the one hand, that the Mitzchila should be, or should help us appreciate the Arami Ovid Avi. We appreciate the story and the Gnus, the Shevach of the Avdus to the Cheras on a deeper level with the Mitzchila, but it has to be in between Avadim Hayinu and Mitzchila in order for us to understand that it's part of the Sipur, and that it doesn't exist as a separate element or a separate unit. So the Rambam in his Haggadah is reflecting that idea, reflecting that concept, that his Haggadah reflects the idea that the Mitzchila, on the one hand, is primary. It does go before the Arami Ovid Avi, but on the other hand, it has to be bookended by the Avadim Hayinu, it has to have, you know, one on one end Avadim Hayinu, on the other end Arami Oviravi, in order to maintain or to express the idea that the Mitchila is part of the Sipur, and that it really fits into the whole Sipur, and it's not a separate element of the night. So the Rambam is really beautiful in his approach, because the Halachos and the Yad is telling you the conceptual, that conceptually the Avodah Zarah, the idea that we're over the Avodah Zarah, comes first. It's really a more primary idea, and it should be discussed first. But in the Haggadah, he's trying to set it up in a way where it doesn't take away from the Sipur, where it fits seamlessly into the idea of Sipur. So on the one hand, it is coming first. It goes before the Genus of Arami Oviravi. But on the other hand, it doesn't exist on its own. And Avadim Hayinu comes before that in order to sandwich it in, and in order to put it within the proper context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so let me just summarize the whole shir. It's really only three concepts in the shir. So the first concept is that the whole idea of being maschil beginos misayim b'shevach, that the Gemara talks about, as the Meiri mentions, is the idea that we should appreciate the freedom that we obtained with the help of Hashem in Yetzias Mitzrayim on a greater level, to a greater degree. And only when you start from the lowest point do you really appreciate the and value the Nisim and Neflos and the whole process of Yetzia and Cheros to a greater level if you start from the lowest point. So the idea is that we start from the lowest point. But then the question was, what's the machlokes about whether we should mention Mitchila versus the idea of Avadim Hayinu? So there's two ways of learning. The Abudraham learns that really the question is the night of Pesach, of the Seder night, is it only about chronological events related to Mitzrayim, or can we talk about conceptually linked events? And then the second way of learning is like the Ritva, but the Rambam learns a little bit differently, which is the question, it's not a machlokes, but it's a question of which one comes first, whether it's Mitchila or Avadim Hayinu. But I showed you that the Rambam is very difficult, because in the Yad, he seems to contradict himself in the Haggadah itself. So the end idea of the shir, the summary idea, is that really the Rambam maintains that the fact that we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, which is the gnus that he mentions that we should start with in the halachos, that idea is a really primary idea. It's really essential that we understand the objective of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But if we put it separate in the Haggadah, if it existed on its own, then it would seem like it's its own entity. And the whole idea is to fit it seamlessly into the Sipur. So the way to do that is to have Avadim Hayinu first, then Mitchila, and then the Arami Oviravi, so that the Mitchila really precedes the element of Avdus, of Arami Oviravi, to give us a perspective when we're learning and being Doresh, that this whole process was for the purpose of us getting the Torah. But on the other hand, it comes after Avadim Hayinu, because it has to be constantly recognized in the context of the Yitzhiya, of the Sipur, and the Yitzhiya, and the Mitzvahs of the night. So that's how the Rambam is worked out, and that's how we can resolve the contradiction between the Haggadah and the Halachos and the Rambam. Okay, does anybody have any questions? All right, so everybody have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and have a happy Pesach.